I'm Scott Pohl. The Michigan State University hockey team finished last in the Big Ten regular season, but the Spartans are hopeful about their chances in the conference tournament in Detroit this week. MSU opens play against Ohio State at Joe Louis Arena on Thursday. I talked with Spartan Sports Network radio play-by-play man Scott Moore about reasons for optimism as the Spartans enter the tournament.
When you look at Ohio State, the situation is that these two teams, Michigan State and Ohio State, have played so closely for the last couple of years, actually. You look at the four games this year, three of them decided by one goal, one of them decided by two, but that was with an empty netter at the end. And so, anything can happen. You put two teams on a neutral site, anything can happen. And the same thing with Wisconsin, too. The Badgers have kind of stumbled down the stretch here at the end of the season. And if Michigan State got a boost of confidence from beating Ohio State on Thursday, I like the chances there. So, yeah, there's plenty of reason to be optimistic.
Wisconsin awaits the winner of Thursday's game between the Spartans and the Buckeyes. One thing that in hockey can carry a team, even when they have been struggling, is strong defense and strong goaltending. Give me some information about MSU's goaltending prospects for this tournament.
The goaltending, if you talk to the coaches, it's been solid. It's been good, but not great most of the season. Now, in their last game on Saturday at Minnesota, the team that had already wrapped up the conference championship, Ed Minnie, junior goaltender, got a chance. He had been a healthy scratch for the previous few games, and he played very, very well in that game. Coach Anastas will tell you he was fighting through his screens. He was squaring up to the puck nicely. So, he played very, very well. And sometimes being out of the starting lineup can help a goaltender refocus a little bit.
Are you telling me a guy named Minnie played against Minnesota?
Exactly. Ed Minnie against Minnesota. And Minnie is not Minnie. He's about 6'3" tall.
Is Minnesota the favorite to win this tournament, though, Scott?
Oh, by all means. Minnesota, they have won the first four Big Ten regular season championships. They've won the tournament for 3 years. And they were ranked in the top 5-6 of the nation most of the season long. They're the top scoring team in the nation. So Minnesota really is the team to beat. Wisconsin's the number 2 seed. They bounced back from a very bad season last year with a new coach, Tony Granato. He had them playing very confidently at times, but as I mentioned, they kind of stumbled a little bit down the stretch. So those are probably the two teams. I wouldn't count Penn State out either. Guy Gadowski, the coach there, has them. They have a mentality where as soon as they hit the red line, they have the green light to shoot the puck. And so they put a lot of shots on goal, and they get rebounds and turn a lot of them into points. So those are probably the top three in my mind.
Michigan has also struggled to a certain extent this season.
It's been an odd season for Michigan. Their problem in the past few years has been goaltending. This year their goaltending's been very good. They're struggling to score, and that's very unlike a Red Berenson team. They just don't have the natural goal scorers on the team this year, or they haven't been able to. Now, again, down the stretch, they'd played Penn State very, very strongly last weekend, so maybe they're starting to round together. It could be a very entertaining 3 days in Detroit.
Who are the other teams around the country outside the Big Ten who maybe are a threat to win the national championship this season?
Well, with that, you look at the pairwise rankings, which are a kind of like college hockey's version of the RPI. And the teams that are at the top, a lot of those, Denver has been up there all season long. We saw them here at Munn Arena last fall, a very talented team at both ends of the ice. They have very good goaltending, solid defense, and a lot of good scoring. They're number one in the pairwise. They should be the number one overall seed in the tournament this year. Harvard out east has had a good season. They've been building once again. And kind of a surprise team, Western Michigan down in Kalamazoo. Andy Murray came in a few years ago as their head coach, and he has them playing very well right now. They're number four in the pairwise standing, so they are in line right now for possibly a number one seed in one of the regions in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, don't sleep on the Broncos.
We're talking with Scott Moore, the radio voice of the Spartan hockey team. And at this week's press conference, MSU head coach Tom Anastas reflected on Joe Louis Arena. These Big Ten tournament games will be the last collegiate hockey games at Joe Louis Arena. He talked about games from his playing days, from his days as commissioner of the former CCHA, and as coach at Michigan State, and as a fan. And the story that he told that I found most endearing was attending the National Hockey League All-Star Game the first year that Joe Louis Arena was open, and when the crowd was introduced to the legendary Gordie Howe, how the crowd went crazy.
When he was introduced, they came out from like the players' benches area, and they came across, and he was the last guy introduced. I remember it was like it was yesterday. The building was shaking. He got such an ovation.
And from the Hartford Whalers, representing all of hockey with great distinction for five decades, number nine.
Assuming that you weren't at that National Hockey League All-Star game, Scott, what's your own maybe favorite memory of hockey at the Joe?
So many great memories of games at the Joe. Spartan wins in CCHA tournaments and all that. But I actually, my favorite memory was from before I was doing play-by-play. It was back in 1983 in the CCHA championship game, Michigan State versus Bowling Green. Game goes to overtime. And Brian Hills, who was the nation's leading scorer from Bowling Green, gets hauled down from behind on a breakaway and awarded a penalty shot against Ron Scott for Michigan State. And the place was electric that night. And to see Brian Hills skate in and Ron Scott stop the shot, and then shortly after that, Michigan State wins it in overtime. That sends goosebumps down my spine just thinking about that now. So that was the memory that I'll take from Joe Louis Arena.
The Big Ten hockey tournament is at Joe Louis Arena. Michigan State plays Ohio State on Thursday afternoon in the first round. We've been talking with the radio voice of Spartan hockey, Scott Moore. Scott, thanks.
You bet. Love to talk hockey.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.